This is Fresh Air. Yet another TV streaming service joins the increasingly crowded entertainment universe today as Disney launches its new online offering called Disney Plus. Our TV critic David Bianculli has a preview and some thoughts.
There's no denying the influence of Walt Disney and the Disney Empire on popular entertainment. Almost 100 years ago, in the 1920s, the earliest Mickey Mouse and musical cartoons helped pioneer sound in the cinema. In the 30s, Disney's Snow White movie was the first feature-length cartoon. In the 50s, Disney became the first movie studio to make a deal with the then new and threatening medium of television. Disney attacked Broadway like a conquering army, and now is approaching the streaming TV universe with the same well-planned, ruthless, all-out invasion force. Its inventory of old movies and TV shows is deep and rich, and its new programming, premiering on launch day, is impressively, even surprisingly, top-notch. Disney Plus, to anyone who is a parent or has been a child, isn't really a streaming TV option. It's more like a requirement. I resent having to pay more to watch more TV as much as the next guy. And Disney Plus doesn't come cheap. Its subscription costs $7 a month, or $70 if you prepay for an entire year. But what you get for that may be the best bargain around, better even than the long-established Netflix or Amazon or Hulu. With Disney Plus, just from the vintage inventory alone, you get the best of Disney and Marvel and Pixar and Star Wars. You get 3 decades of The Simpsons. Synergy and corporate dominance can do that. What is less expected, and maybe even more welcome from Disney Plus, is the new programming. Disney didn't make the new TV series spin-off from the Star Wars cycle, Mandalorian, available for preview, but did provide episodes of just about everything else. Take what might as well be called the live-action movie remake of Lady and the Tramp. I started watching it with trepidation, but almost instantly embraced it wholeheartedly. This new version of the 1955 animated movie has Tessa Thompson and Justin Theroux providing the voices of Lady and the Tramp, who look like real dogs but speak like people, most of the time. Like the time they first meet when Lady spies Tramp through the backyard fence.
Where is Trusty?
Trusty, I'm sure, is somewhere.
And what are you Trusty? Doing in there? Get out of there!
Trusty!
Hey, my people are inside. I'm gonna warn them.
Oh, no. Hey, let's not warn the people, okay? Now, I would get out of here, but I can't. Now, I'm not here to make trouble. I'm just the one that's in trouble, and you can really help me out here.
I'm gonna bark.
No, please just, I can explain. Just give me a second. I'm coming over.
Here? What do you think you're doing? I'm gonna bark.
Nope.
I'm gonna bark.
Please do not do that.
I'm gonna bark.
Absolutely do not do that.
Stop! Shut up!
Hey!
No!
Stop it!
No!
Don't tell me what to do!
The new TV incarnation of the High School Musical franchise is pretty much what you'd expect. But another new spin-off from the latest Pixar Toy Story film is much more clever and novel. It stars Forky, the goofy, loosely constructed character from Toy Story 4, as the host of his own series, Forky Asks a Question. Each episode is weird and funny, and is only 3 minutes long. The programs are short, but the topics can be deep.
Hey, Forky here.
How's it going?
I got another question.
What is a friend?
What I enjoy most of these new series so far are the non-fiction ones. Disney Plus has found people and subjects that truly match the Disney spirit, and they all start out as winners. The World According to Jeff Goldblum is an odd success, taking this very likable actor and sending him out into the world to explore one subject at a time. Like when he rides shotgun in an ice cream truck, driven by a woman named Deanna.
And then Deanna presses a button, and in an instant, oh my gosh, it all comes flooding back.
Listen to this music.
Isn't that awesome?
I think that's a Little Brown Jug.
It is a Little Brown Jug, yes.
I knew it immediately.
Another nonfiction series, Marvel's Hero Project, focuses on real-life youngsters doing amazing things, detailing their accomplishments, and as a capper, presenting them with hero team jackets and a limited-edition Marvel comic in which they're the hero. It may sound calculated and corporate, but the opener made me cry. It profiles 13-year-old Jordan Reeves, born with only the upper half of her left arm, who designed a unicorn horn, manufactured with help from an inventor and mentor, to fit on her arm and shoot out glitter.
I love it. I made this, and I have, like, this unique idea. People with two hands can't shoot glitter out of their arm. Might as well take your difference and make something really cool. This shows the joy of differences.
She goes on to become a mentor herself, passing on her enthusiasm and her pride to younger kids nationwide. It's inspirational. And so is what may be my favorite series of this initial batch, The Imagineering Story. It's a multi-part documentary telling of the people behind the scenes who worked with Walt Disney to create Disneyland and other imaginative wonders. These behind-the-scenes interviews and film clips are fascinating. And Disney himself comes off as truly, stubbornly visionary. When he hosted the first episode of his weekly ABC television series in 1954 and called it Disneyland, his California theme park of the same name hadn't even been built yet.
Here now to tell you about it is Walt Disney.
Welcome. We want you to share with us our latest and greatest dream. That's it, right here. Disneyland, seen from about 2,000 feet in the air and 10 months away.
Disney had an amazing vision then, and Disney Plus has an amazing vision now. It would have been foolish to bet against Disney in the 1920s and the 30s and the 50s. And based on what Disney Plus is presenting out of the gate, it'd be foolish to bet against Disney now.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and is a professor of television at New Jersey's Rowan University.